Receiving praise is great. We love it. The more the better. Until it gets to a point, the praise goes on and on, we stop and say to ourselves, wait a minute, this doesn't even sound true anymore. You're just flattering me. This week's parasha begins with a description of Noach. And the Torah praises him in two ways. As an Ish Tzaddik, he was a righteous man, and a Tumim, one who was perfect in his generations. And the sages note the curious omission, that just a few verses later, when God himself is directly speaking to Noach, he only praises him in one of those two ways. You're a righteous man, God says, and doesn't make any mention whatsoever of his being perfect in his generations. And the sages derive from here an interesting rule of engagement when it comes to giving praise. If the person about whom you're speaking, say the sages, is not present, and he will not hear what you're saying about him, then you can praise him fully. You can say everything and anything you know about him. But if that person is there, and he's going to hear what you're saying, or you're speaking directly to him, then you're not permitted to praise him fully. You can only describe a little bit about him, say some of the positive traits or attributes that he has. As Rashi explains the reason in his commentary to the Talmud, if you try saying too much, you try saying it all, you lay it on thick, the person who hears that will find you insincere. He'll doubt your motives, he'll think that you're flattering him, that you want something from him, and that's why you're saying so many nice things. And in order for praise to be effective, it has to be believable. And if the person receiving the praise questions your sincerity or doubts your motives, then the entire purpose of the praise is lost. As parents, one of the greatest tools we have is praise. Our children love it. They crave hearing praise from us, specifically as their parents. And the praise that we give them has to be believable. In as much as it's great for our children to hear from us that they're the greatest, they're the best, they're the most talented, after a point our children will think, you know, they're not really sure it's so true, that we're just saying it because we're their parents. We have to think that. We have to say that about them. And one of the best tools that we have to give believable praise is to keep it simple. Just describe specific events that we've seen in our children. And as parents, it's our job to constantly be on the lookout, to find them, to catch them doing the right thing, to catch them doing things well, and then to point it out to them. Simple events, how they cleaned up the playroom, how they listened the first time, how they handle an event with sensitivity or with maturity. If we'll simply point out to them, describing the things that they've actually done, there won't be any resistance from our children to that praise because it will be true. It will be accurate. They will just have done it. And they'll simply have the benefit of hearing from us, acknowledging the things that they've done. And then our praise will be effective. It'll help build our children. It'll help create children who are self-confident, who believe in themselves, who will have the benefit of having parents who constantly praise them, and they will have the good feeling that comes with that. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.